Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, we just had a little party in here to celebrate the 2 millionth play of Kesha and TikTok on Radio 1. 2 million. It was a low-key affair. Becky just bought some cheese and crackers and we ate them. Chappers is still off filming Celebrity Pants Off Dance Off. Is he back tomorrow? Why does it take 2 days?
I always think it's a bit pointless to come back just for Friday as well. Do you know that when you were a kid and you were off school?
Yeah.
And then you think, well, I've had Thursday off,
might as well
just have Friday as well, long weekend.
And he doesn't do anything on Friday at all.
No, he literally comes in for an hour and then goes home.
Yeah.
He spends more time getting here and getting home than he does actually at work.
Indeed. Podcast. Becky's very excited. She went to an auction the other night.
I didn't specifically...
And lost.
I didn't specifically go to an auction. That makes me sound a bit old. And
yeah.
I went to a quiz, and in the middle, they were auctioning something off for charity.
A scarf?
Yes, it was a hand-knitted scarf in, like, purple and white. And we were all sat there thinking, why would anyone want that? Because I went with I went with Greg and his producer, Neil. And
pop quiz, wasn't it?
It was a pop quiz, yes.
You so needed me there.
Yes. We did need you there, and we didn't even make it top 10 this year without you.
Last and where did we come last year when
second
I was there? Thank
when you.
You
were there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this auction...
Just thought I'd drop that in.
For this horrible scarf in the middle of the quiz, I was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if someone bid accidentally? No one put their hand to scratch their nose or something.
Yeah.
And then about halfway through, my friend Gavin walked in. I was like, oh, hi, Gavin, like waving my arms about. And he went, £18 to the woman in the thing. I went, no, I don't want the scarf. That it's only... horrible. I'm just saying hello to my friend Gavin. And he was like, madam, that's what they all say. You've put your hands up. The scarf's with yours. It's with you at £18. I was like, I don't want the scarf.
I was just waving to my friend Gavin over there.
Accidentally bid on a scarf. Oh. And luckily, the person next to me felt sorry for me, so bid 20.
This only happens in sitcoms, normally.
Well, that's what I thought, and I didn't think that people could be that stupid to do it.
Like when I gave you those whiskey glasses that got sent in the other day. Because you're like, oh, my dad... Oh, is that spoiled the surprise for Christmas? Oops.
No, I'm not giving my dad free whiskey glasses that you got sent.
Okay. But I handed them over, and you were like, oh, nearly dropped them. Whoa,
you did. One fell to the floor.
Do be careful if you see any, like, two men, like, carrying a large, like, pane of glass anytime soon, because that's also happens in sitcoms.
Straight through it.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, Kev. Is that? Who?
It's Kev.
All right, Kev, what's going on?
We're doing an auction tonight for charity, me and two of my mates.
Right.
Yeah, we're getting auctioned off as slaves.
You're being auctioned?
Yeah.
Wow. That's brilliant.
For charity. That's so... we're going to do it in a song.
Oh.
Where is this, please, so we can avoid it?
The Three Furnaces Pub in Telford.
Oh, God. Well, now you've said the name of the pub, it won't be able to get in anywhere near there, will you?
Nah. Wow. Hopefully not.
Oh, it's for charity, is it? It's quite wacky, I like that.
Yep.
What's going to happen when someone wins you?
We're going to be their slave for the evening.
So you'll do whatever they want?
Within reason.
For how long do they get you for?
About 3 hours.
And have you got a price that you'll think... How much do you think you're worth for 3 hours?
As much as possible, I don't know. As much as I can get.
Doesn't sound like we can hold him down to a figure. What if no one bids?
They will.
God, get you? Yeah, they will. Who wouldn't want me to be their slave? Okay, well, good luck with that.
Have a look on Facebook and you can see it. Type in Live Meet 2009.
God, it's going to be rammed in there tonight now.
I don't want to do that if it's a thong pic.
Type in what?
Live Meet 2009.
I'm not typing Live Meet into any search engine. Goodbye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
On Radio 1. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Holly.
All right, Holly, what's going on?
Well, my friend, when I was at uni, we were on a sports team, and three of the girls on the team were auctioned off as slaves, and one of my course mates bought them. And it was extremely creepy.
That's
experience.
Weird. Bought three slaves.
How could he afford that when he was at uni?
Oh, well, exactly. He had no money, and he bought them for like 35 quid.
He used all his loan on that.
He was so skint at uni for the whole 3 years as well, and he spent 35 quid on these slaves, and he was so determined to get them as well.
Right, this is your creepy friend?
Yeah.
Okay, and so he's got three slaves. What did they actually...
35 quid for three is quite cheap.
That's quite good, yeah. What did they actually do for him, please?
Well, I think he genuinely thought that, like, they would perhaps, do some sort of naughty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, he took them around his flat and, like, gave them loads of alcohol and dressed them up as, like, punk rock girls.
Ew!
and then took him to his, and wouldn't allow any of us to go over his flat for pre-drinks like normally we would, and he took them to a club and basically wanted to spend the night with them, and they all wanted to go home at like 11, and he was like, no, you're mine till midnight.
You're my wife.
How weird. Right, so he just took them to a club and that was it, that was what they did as slaves.
Yeah, basically. And two of them were identical twins as well, so he was very excited about that.
Did they get the cash up front, or did he pay them at the end?
No, they got it up front, but I think it went to charity in the end.
Good. Well, I'm glad about that. Okay. And you're not going to say your weird friend's name. I think we should just leave it there, really.
Yeah, I don't think I'll bother.
No. All right, love you.
Love you too, bye. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, should we do some Dear Scots then? The PR4L's been back on. With some of the stuff you've been sending on email this week, here she is.
Hey Scott, Chappers, Becky, etc.
Hey.
I'm a Yorkshireman living in Bermuda who regularly listens to your podcasts. And I heard you talking about the fashionable Bermuda shorts that were on show during the Queen's visit here.
Yes, they are amazing. It makes me want to go to Bermuda right now.
So it's basically half a suit, the suit jacket, and then just long shorts so and
got
a tie.
Like a businessman. They've got a tie and a jacket, but then what look like hot pants.
A bit like newsreaders. You know, when they're sat down at the desk, they never have trousers on, just their shorts.
Like Fiona Bruce wears the hot pants, doesn't he, when she's doing the 10
But o'clock. My absolute favourite with those shorts is that they wear long socks, like off of primary school.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Really good. Only a little bit of leg showing.
Actually fully grown men.
I have to say that bright pink ones are definitely not bang on trend when combined with a business upper body attire. However, when you're surrounded by people wearing what looks like hot pants and you're not, you suddenly look like the odd one in the group as they snigger at your matching trousers. Mm. Timmy Trendy definitely needs to come over here and hand out some of his expertise.
I think Timmy would love that look. Mm, Do you?
Yeah, he loves travelling, so...
Well, send him over to Bermuda.
As well as forcing this fashion disaster upon you, in Bermuda they also have a tendency to give out nicknames if they can't remember or don't like your name. I am regularly hailed as Tucker, General, Homeslice or Gunsmoke, to name a few. Should I change my name to match one of these? Love you, Daryl and Alexandra, was off of Huddersfield, now off of Bermuda.
Maybe I don't want to go there if they call you Home Slice.
What do you have to do to get that nickname?
I have no idea.
P.S. Here is a link from the local paper about the Duke of Edinburgh being presented with a pair of Bermuda shorts. Doesn't he look delighted?
Yeah, he looks like he's going to wear those all the time. He probably is wearing them right now with the jacket and tie
quite
combo.
I like him walking around Buckingham Palace wearing that.
Think about it. I'll leave it with you. Next.
Scott, Michael McIntyre was amazing, and the lighting was also very good. Love, Roya and Soph. P.S. We didn't really streak.
Those are the girls we spoke to the other day on the phone who promised they were going to streak at the Michael McIntyre gig, and alas, didn't. They just wanted to get on Radio 1. Well done, it worked.
That was when Chappers revealed that he was a serial streaker, wasn't it? Because he knew exactly what to do, like take your clothes off really quickly and make sure that you've got your route planned and all that sort of stuff.
Well, just look at the show he's recording today, Pants Off, Dance Off. He's a pro. Next.
He didn't need a day of rehearsals then, did he?
No.
Dear Scott, foreign mixer taps are the spawn of Satan. Why can the world not adopt hot and cold taps like we do?
What is this?
I've got a mixer tap in my house. I live in Reading, not abroad.
That's not abroad. Last time I checked.
Have you got a mixer tap?
No, I've just got hot and cold.
It is quite annoying then when you turn it on, you're like, ah! Because it's all the way up and it should be all the way down.
This would save business and leisure travellers scalding / freezing themselves with weird overcomplicated shower and bath fittings. Spawn of Satan, Scott. Satan. Regards, Paul Easton, Newcastle upon Tyne.
Well, someone's obviously burnt themselves, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
And their name is Paul.
And he's got too much time on his hands.
Really too much time.
Send an email about it.
Thanks for your email anyway. Next.
Hey, Scott. Had an amazing week in Butlins and you were the highlight of it all. You were amazing and you were wicked signing everyone's shirts and talking to everyone. You are very brave, lol.
Yeah.
Anyway, you borrowed my black marker pen to sign everyone's shirt and whatever else. So can I have it back, please? Love you. Gavlar from Cardiff.
Gavlar, I've lost it.
You stole it, didn't you?
Normally, what happens is one person hands their pen over. I don't have a pen handy, and then I just kind of like move along the line and keep the pen. And that's exactly what's just happened
to... Move along the line? People queuing up to get signed by you. I don't believe this.
Right. At most gigs, it's like a barrier, right? And there's a line of people at the front of the barrier. No. That's what I'm saying.
What happened was, you signed Gavin and you went, Gavin, can I keep this pen just in case anyone else asks me? And then you stood there waiting for about 45 minutes before he came back and went, can I have my pen back yet? You were like, no, someone else might turn up.
God, you have been to one of my gigs, haven't you? Okay, yeah. But I'm sorry about that. I don't know where it is, Gavlar. Buy a new one. And don't email back saying, give me the money, because I won't. Next.
Dear Scappy, Totso and the PR4L, I'm just writing to notify you of a momentous occasion. I have now been downloading your podcasts, which I love and do go to sleep to every night. Is that creepy? For exactly 1 year.
Oh, congratulations. Yay! Your year anniversary.
A year ago today, your podcast included Scott deciding he wanted an all-you-can-eat buffet for your Christmas do, discussing how many times you can go back to a buffet for more food before you get kicked out, and Scott beginning the campaign for a Muppet Week on X Factor. Muchos love to all the team. Laughing smiley, Ollie in Bedford.
Well, congratulations, Ollie, for surviving 1 year of this show.
I was going to say, it's not creepy to fall asleep to it, because Gerard Butler does, doesn't he?
He does. And if Jerry does...
If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for you, Ollie.
We aren't going all you can eat this year for Christmas, are we?
No, that's a blunder.
Oh, no.
Do you think we can add more to our...
Just
email for like three lots of courses?
We're going to one of those places where you have to decide, like, in September, what you want on the day that you have your Christmas lunch.
I'm already regretting my choice.
I am as well. Because you said go sticky toffee pudding. I don't want that now.
No. I said we should have ordered. Everybody should have ordered everything and then we could just choose on the day.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it? More.
I might take my own Viennetta.
Yeah, do that. Oh, that'd be nice because it's Christmas. Break out the Viennetta, yeah. Special treat. More PR4L later. If you want to send anything on an email about mixer taps or anything, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That'll be my email address.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Poor Becky's mum. She had a bit of a shock. You know, we told you the other day that Becky's been nominated for a Loaded Magazine Laughter Award as funniest radio sidekick. And your mum went on to vote, didn't she, last night? Is that allowed?
I think it's all right, yeah.
Okay.
She didn't...
Got a bit of a shock when she went to the Loaded website.
I don't think she realised what sort of magazine it was.
No.
She seemed quite excited,
Thought you'd been doing some nudie modelling.
Yeah. Yeah, when she said there was...
What did she say?
What sort of picture of me would be on there?
Oh, Becky, what have you done?
Yeah.
What have they got you doing
she
this
She was time? Like, I was a bit shocked at the website. Bless her, she's quite open-minded, my mum, as well.
Nice picture of you on there as well.
No,
real nice.
Really not. Why have they picked that one?
It's the Matt Lucas shot.
It is, and it's the one where I've put half my hair over his head, so we kind of look like twins. And of all the pictures on the Radio 1 website, they've picked that one.
Yeah.
I'm never going to win now. There's a really nice one of Aled, and Dave's looking really hot. And
yeah,
then...
and Brian, the other guy you don't know who he is, but he's funny.
And even Charlie is... Charlie's a lovely lady with blonde hair.
Who's Charlie?
Well, I don't know. She doesn't look like Matt Lucas, so she's blatantly going to get more votes than me, isn't she?
Your poor mum. God knows what click she had to go through before she got to your page.
Podcast.
God, Becky, I see what you mean now about... I've just clicked onto the Loaded website. Your poor mum yesterday. Looking for... Where's my daughter? Mm. Is she going to be in topless TV babes? Click. Maybe, do you think she's in the section that says, in bed with Lindsay Strutt? I'll have a look. Or maybe she's with Candy Rain from X Factor. Oh, my God! No, I know where she'll be. I'll just click on Classic Crumpet. God. That's awful. What bit is it in, if people want to vote? You might as well just blatantly plug it. Is it in the comedy bit?
I think it's in the comedy section.
Hilarious. That's comedy in itself. Right there.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Becky's wearing a really dodgy Christmas jumper. That's really nice.
It is nice,
I'm
lying.
Actually. Greg was wearing his earlier.
Mm-hmm. It's good when we stand next to each other because we look like twins.
Has it got the initials SM on it?
Yeah.
Is that, have you nicked that from me?
Nope.
Good. I didn't even...
That's rubbish, isn't it?
Really rubbish.
I sounded really convincing, but I'm blatantly lying.
And now...
Oh, what's the kidding?
It's Becky versus the people this week. Let me know your scores, please. 8-1-1-9.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Is that your lucky Christmas jumper that's actually mine?
No.
Let's go.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Oh, Gavin and Stacey's on tonight.
Yes.
Yay. It's Ruth Jones' favourite episode on tonight.
Is it?
Yeah. Curry based.
I'm meeting an old friend tonight, so I'm going to have to be really, really quick, like 45 minutes, and then run home to watch it.
Do they know this yet?
No.
Right.
I'll make
up some really excuse. Nice to see you. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Now, James Corden and Ruth Jones, who play Smithy and Nessa, they wrote the show, but do you think they watch a lot of TV?
Yes.
I do as well.
Yes.
Just because some of their reference points. Right, it's a simple question. How many TV shows could James and Ruth off of Gavin and Stacey name in 60 seconds?
20.
You're saying 20?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, it's Nessa and Smithy off of What's Occurring and Gavin and Stacey. Name as many TV shows as they can in 1 minute.
Only Fools and Horses.
Coronation Street.
EastEnders.
Brookside.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Seinfeld. Friends. Peep Show. In-betweeners. Gavin and Stacey.
Gavin and Stacey Series 3.
One Foot in the Grave. The Live of Birds. The Thorn Birds.
The News.
Birds of a Feather.
The One Show.
The Chris Moore's quiz thing.
Emmerdale.
Alan Carr Chatty Band. Friday Night with Jonathan Ross.
Garrow's Law.
Come on.
X Factor.
Miranda Hart Show. Miranda. Come on. There's loads.
Are these supposed to be comedies?
So many TV shows. No, just TV shows.
Okay. News, the Buzzcocks.
Newsnight.
Have I got news for you?
I've got news for you. They think it's all over.
Faulty Towers.
The Office. Extras.
The Royal Family.
The 11 o'clock show.
The Queen's Speech.
Wow, he found the Queen's Speech very amusing. There were 30, so you were 10 out.
Oh! What's a kitty?
Sorry, don't look at me like that. You were 10 out, so get over it.
I love it that she mentioned Garrow's Law. It was such a period drama on BBC One that you almost needed to translate it. Like, it needed subtitles because they spoke so posh you couldn't understand what another
was. Was it people
on
in frilly frocks up to their neck?
And, like, wigs and stuff that mice live in. Brilliant.
I hate that. You know Sarah Cox?
Yes.
She's doing Fern's show this week because Fern's in Uganda.
She had the amazing Kate Hudson on earlier. I actually love her.
Why? You were saying this earlier.
I know. I heard that she was on and they had to run downstairs just to look at her.
Did you pretend to look busy just to see her?
Yeah, I did it really subtly. Like, walked in, opened the door, did a big old look and then walked back out.
Why?
Because I just think she's lovely. Okay. She's really pretty and very funny.
Anyway, what's Sarah Cox's favourite thing?
Food.
Everyone's guessed this already. We've done it again. My question to you... How many times in the last 4 days has Sarah Cox mentioned her favourite thing in the world, food?
She averages about 70 per show, so 280.
280 in 4 days.
She texted me to say that she tried really hard, so 275.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We've been on Food Watch with Sarah Cox again.
Dear, Greg's past is all round. I'm eating a lot. I'm eating like a whole yard of horses. Sydney sausage is a promise. Riverside. It's obviously not sausage. That'd be daft. Oh, no, food. Keep mentioning it. I managed to listen to a bit of it while I was peeling my spuds on Saturday night. So lots of bratwursts. Hot dog. Great film, actually, with the Reese fans in, but I can't remember the hot dog sketch. I always picture Ferg, you know, holding on to a big uncooked sausage. It did indeed look like a big uncooked sausage. Oh. Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. Would you like a fruit stick? Bit of fresh melon. Just get 2 chocolates tomorrow. Hooray. Oh, I feel sick. Just opened a box of chocolates in the studio. One more country fudge. Do you want Christmas chocolate? Strawberry creams are gone. Country fudge. Can I tempt you? I know you like a country fudge producer, Neil. Cheese company sent it in. Oh, I wish I were quaffing a bit of eggnog now.
Wow.
Is that it?
That's rubbish. What's happened? What's wrong with her? Sarah, can you text us back and let us know you're all right? That is disappointing.
Maybe she's a bit poorly.
20?
That's quite disappointing for her, isn't it?
Remember the good old days?
This is the double pork one, isn't
it? Double pork. Oh, do you mind if we play a bit of this again? I like it. This is what Sarah used to sound like before she went wrong.
Horace Cunningham.
dishes, falafel, beef, pie, dip, stickers, egg, Spilton tea, coffee, chips, pickled beef, fat, ham, banana, chicken, tuna, coffee, custard, coffee, a large parsnip, halloumi, coffee, tea, wheat, bagels, beans, grapes, tries, sushi, pebbles, rice, chili, pepper, veg, chili, beef, jelly, double pork, frothy coffee, hot drinks, prawns, tea, bacon,
cookie,
make me hungry all this, nut cutlet, sweet corn relish, pick a lily, ham and some bats, nut cutlet, sweet corn relish, pick a lily, ham and some bats.
I love her.
I miss that.
Yeah. Oh, well, those were the days.
Oh! What's occurring?
I think it was double pork that sent her over the edge, to be honest.
I know. You know my flatmate?
Yes.
Wants to be a spy?
He does, yeah.
This has turned into an actual kind of spy series.
He's
now.
He's living the dream.
On Oh What's Occurring. He really is. He knows it's us, but still plays along. In his head, I think he's just...
Bless him.
Yeah, I know, he's living the dream. He wants to be a spy so much, and now I think he thinks he is. Anyway, this all started when Becky called my flatmate, pretending to be the head of MI5, called Lube. And, deep down he knows it's us, but he did play along. And continues to do so 3 weeks later.
Bless.
His first mission from Lube was to assassinate Anthony Costa from
Easy
the boy
enough.
Band Blue. And to make it look like Duncan James did it.
I'd forgotten that bit.
So then we got actual Anthony Costa to call him and told him to leave off. Now, whenever we do this, I don't know why he just doesn't go, Scott, don't leave me alone, go away. I think he actually believes in his head that this is happening. So, earlier I got another friend, a mutual friend of ours, to call my flatmate the spy and tell him that Anthony Costa had been assassinated. Just drop it into the conversation at the end.
Hello. It's John, you alright?
I've got swine flu.
Oh dear. You ram this weekend, mate?
No. The weekend after I should be around.
Well, I hope you'll be over your swine flu by then.
Oh, hopefully, yeah.
Well, I hope you get well soon, mate. Oh, mate, by the way, did you hear about Anthony, one of the guys from Blue, who's been assassinated? Seriously? I don't know if you want to do that, mate, but,
Oh, no idea.
But I'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks anyway, yeah?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Really convincing. I like that bit.
One of the guys from Blue who's been assassinated. I don't know if you want to do that, mate, but,
Oh, no idea.
Anyway. So... He did sound guilty, I think, in that clip. Maybe he believes he's actually done it. Oh my God, I killed Anthony
We're
Costa.
Messing with his mind.
My question, you might know this, actually you'll forget. How long will my flatmate now stay on the line when the head of MI5, Lube, calls him up to congratulate him? Why doesn't he just say, get lost? It's 3 weeks later.
He knows it's me. I don't know why he didn't tell me just to stop pretending.
I know. So, how long can he stay on the phone to Lube for?
About a minute. It was way too long in my eyes.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the head of MI5, Lube, calling my flatmate, the wannabe spy, again.
Congratulations, Kumquat. Mission accomplished.
Didn't kill him.
The Greek has been eliminated. Duncan's been arrested. They think it's him.
It probably was.
Interesting method you used. Was that an MI5 mangle? I've never seen anyone assassinated quite like that before. They found him completely flat.
With a mangle?
The Russians are on your case. You must leave the country.
Oh, love. When's this going to end?
Don't worry, Kumquat. There is a plane ticket and passport waiting at London Heathrow. You will fly to Vietnam tonight under the name of Harry Muff.
Harry Muff? Why do I always get rubbish names? Why can't I have a cool name?
Do you not like Muff?
I love Muff, just not so much Harry Muff.
Go Godspeed, Kumquat.
Thanks, Lube. Can I go finish my soup now?
Goodbye.
Bye.
God, you weren't far off. 1 minute 16 there. Wow. Maybe we should leave it there. But if we called him up again, he'd still play along. Let me know your scores, please, on Oh, What's a Karen against Becky. The text number is 81199. I nearly forgot that.
Oh, what's a Karen?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hi, Julie.
Hello.
What's a Karen?
What is a Karen is you're famous up in Newcastle.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, I've just been at the ladies' loo. And there you are, a poster in all its glory with Scott Mills coming in Northumbria on the 18th of December.
There's a poster of me in the loo, the ladies'
yes.
loo?
Yes.
Wow.
Where do you work?
Northumbria.
Where in Northumbria?
Is it normal for Scott's face to appear in the loo where you work?
Well, I must say I've never seen it before.
There's no phone number on it, is there?
A mobile, maybe.
No, there is not. Don't be saying that.
You've made it, Scott.
I've made it. I'm in the ladies' loo in Northumbria.
That's when you know you've made it, is when
that's
you get
so cool.
a picture in the loo.
Absolutely, fame at last.
Well, that's brilliant. Has anyone defaced it yet?
Feel?
What?
How does that feel?
It feels brilliant. You just know that someone's going to put a pair of comedy specs on it soon, some horns, like a moustache, etc.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Will I see you when I come to Northumbria?
Probably.
She doesn't want to, does she? Really doesn't want to. She's like, no, not at all. Not in a million years.
No. There'll be quite a few of us going.
Did it freak you out a little bit, Julie, when you were having a wee and you saw Scott's face?
Well, I didn't have the door open, let's be honest.
Oh, I thought it was on the back of the loo door. That would be a bit over the top.
No, I had just been listening to you and then there I went and there you were. And I thought, oh my God, this is surreal.
Try it with the door open next time. See how
no!
it feels.
I think not.
Love you.
Love you too, bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, it's time for some Dear Scots.
I just like the way that a lot of people on the text are very confused. They must have tuned in halfway through. Why are you appearing in a toilet? You're not actually doing a personal appearance at a toilet. There was just a poster advertising you in a toilet.
But if you paid me, I probably would.
The offers will flood in now.
Yeah. Okay, Dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4... reading out the stuff you've been sending in this week.
Is Timmy Trendy that Miranda Bird? BBC Two, 8:30, Monday. Rich and Leanne, XXX.
Rich and Leanne, that's a ridiculous thing to say. Of course not. Timmy Trendy is Timmy Trendy, darling.
Of imitators, but only one real Timmy Trendy.
Hello?
Fern, darling, it's Timmy Trendy.
So that's Timmy, and now here's Miranda.
Oh, actually, you're not with anybody or married or anything at the moment, are you?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, really? Kids?
Yeah, I've got two. There's Orlando. Orlando and, Bloom.
That's one of the funniest TV shows I've seen in a while.
What?
Sounded funny from that.
I met her, actually, the other day.
Is she nice?
She's really nice, yeah. That's the end of the story. There's nothing more interesting than that. So no is the answer. Of course Timmy Trendy's not Miranda. Next.
Was just listening to your podcast where you're trying to get your flatmate to assassinate Anthony Costa off of Blue.
Yeah.
Are you in fact trying to assassinate Becky's actual boyfriend, a.k.a. the Greek?
No, there is more than one Greek. I think you're getting very confused.
I would quite like to go out with Anthony Costa, though.
I thought you were going to say I would quite like to kill my boyfriend.
No! No, not at all.
You'd like to go out with Anthony Costa?
Yeah, he's quite funny, isn't he?
He's hilarious. What? Yay! Right, Millsy! Yay, geezer! Yeah, I can arrange that if you want.
He could get me to meet Duncan as well.
He can.
Not that I'd use Anthony just to get to Duncan, but, you know, sometimes you have to...
You did sound like that.
Yeah.
If I remember rightly, Becky went on holiday with her boyfriend, the Greek, to rainy Greece. Lube seems to want the Greek dead, and we are led to believe that the Greek is Anthony Costa.
No, you're getting confused.
This must mean that Bekala is actually going out with actual Anthony Costa, a.k.a. the Greek.
No!
This really is like a spooks plot. I can only assume that you want him dead so that you can finally make good on your proposal and clear the way for the first Scott Mills wedding. Ha, that is what they pay me for here at 6. Gravy, off of Ireland.
Who's at MI6?
Is he?
This is getting well too confusing. I'm sure maybe that's his code name.
Here at 6. Yeah, thanks.
Is that,
for that
what your real motive is, Scott?
What?
You could just ask me. I'm sure my boyfriend would... Oh, we're having a bit more what's occurring.
Oh,
I'm sure
I pressed
my boyfriend
the wrong
would step aside if you wanted to marry me.
We've had this already. I'm going to, aren't I?
Well,
am
I? Haven't done anything about it so far.
No, but I asked you and you said yes, so it's as good as. Next.
Dear Scott, I felt the need to let you know that over here in America, we've just finished celebrating my second favourite holiday after Christmas, Thanksgiving. Since this is an American holiday, I wanted to share it with you. Last Thursday, Americans everywhere got together with friends and family to give thanks for the blessings in our lives. The traditional feast consists of turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, and cranberry sauce.
Amazing.
We all eat until we can't anymore and fall asleep watching the real kind of football. Sorry, chappers.
Just the boy's not here because he'd duff you up. I really like the idea of having Thanksgiving. I just don't know why we don't do it here. It's brilliant.
Amazing.
It's like a practice for Christmas.
With exactly the same food,
sounds
like.
You get loads of food, you get turkey, and like, I just think it's great. Can we do it? Can we have one like next week, Thanksgiving?
Aren't you meant to have it on the actual Thanksgiving day?
I don't care. We can make up our own one. I just really like the idea of like a Christmas dress rehearsal, because then they go and do it again a month later. It's brilliant.
That would be good. Eat until we fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's a great time to be with those we love and share a great meal. Therefore, we've decided that someday, when my daughter grows up and moves out, my wife and I will move to the UK and invite everyone over for Thanksgiving and share our traditions with you as I learn yours. I love listening to the show and can't wait to visit the UK in person. Garrett from California.
Thanks, Garrett. Make sure you invite us. Thanks. Right, next. We go to Australia. We've got a couple of emails from Australia.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, PR4L and TOTDS.
G'day.
I'm across in Australia and loving the podcast. I'm fruit picking in order to stay with my lovely, beautiful, sexy Aussie girlfriend, Vanessa. And without your podcast, I would go stark raving bizarro through sheer boredom on the job.
Bizarro? Is that another example of them putting an O on the end for no particular reason?
I'm worried about how bored he is on the job. His poor
My
girlfriend.
Question. Why do we do these things we hate for the ones we love? Keep it up. Gareth Hoey, formerly off of London, but now off of Melbourne, Australia.
Right, now it's summer in Australia at the moment. I'm actually not feeling that sorry for him, really. In the sun there with sexy Vanessa.
He's got to watch out for the cane toads, though.
What's that?
Massive, massive toads. They're amazing.
Do they
kill
you?
You go fruit picking, though.
Do they kill you?
I think they can give it a pretty nasty nip.
Oh, okay. Well, watch out for that. I'm sure he's aware of that already. Yeah, in the sun there with sexy Vanessa. I'm here in the cold with Becky.
But he's really bored on the job. Are you bored on the job?
I'm never bored on the job with you, Becky. And another one from Australia.
Dear Scott, my name's Peter, and I live on the Central Coast, New South Wales, Australia.
G'day.
I have heaps of your podcasts on my MP4, and I think you're really funny. I always talk to my friends about your show, but they're always saying, who the heck are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I can understand that.
They're all about American Rosso.
I'm going to start saying heaps.
Heaps is good Australian.
Really good.
I'm 10 years old, and I do little nippers, which is basically training to be a lifeguard. Yay. I do it at McMaster's Beach, pronounced McMaster's. Please say McMaster's Beach Surf Club is the best. Thanks. Peter from Kincumber, New South Wales, Australia.
Love it. We've got so many Australian places at the moment.
The little nippers are so cute when they learn to be... They basically learn to be surf lifeguards so they could dash into the sea Hasselhoff style and
Amazing.
Save you.
Wouldn't it be a bit embarrassing, though, if you got into trouble at sea and a 10-year-old rescued you? I've forgotten the name of the place now.
McMaster's Surf Life Saving Club.
McMaster's Surfing Club is the best. There we are. Thanks for your email. Anything you need to know? Anything you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.